Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time for the lighter side, brought to you by People's United Bank. Here's Christine.
This is such a cool story. Jason Coronado, a UPS driver in upstate New York, was delivering to an animal shelter last month.
Yeah.
When a dog jumped into his truck and wouldn't get out.
Oh.
This is Ernie, a pit bull terrier mix, who is beautiful. He looks like a brindle coloring.
Yes. So he saw his chance to make a break for it, jumped in the truck, and wouldn't leave.
And Jason realized that, you know, if something blocks your path, maybe you should just go with it.
Well, you know,
it's meant to be there.
Somebody once said, you don't pick your pets, they pick you.
Oh, who rescued who? So he adopted Ernie.
Aww.
And Ernie has a forever home for the holidays.
Ernie is cute.
Now, I don't know how I feel about this story. A woman named Tracy Redford, she was from Texas.
Yeah.
And she's named her daughter, you spell it A-B-C-D-E. That's her daughter's. That's how you spell the name. It's pronounced Abcity.
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 A-B-C-D-E.
But it's spelled.
That's kind of cool.
The name, this pronunciation of the name is really
Abcity.
Cool.
Abcity.
Abcity.
It's very cool. I think it's cool.
But the spelling A-B-C-D-E is, you look at it and you think, how do I, what?
Our next kid will be named F-G-H-I-J.
Well, I mean, side note, I had a math teacher who named his daughter Trig for trigonometry.
Okay.
And it was the coolest name.
All right.
Trig. But in any event, Tracy Redford was flying Southwest with her 5-year-old daughter, Abcity.
Abcity.
A few weeks ago, and the employees at the gate were making fun of the name.
They couldn't figure it out.
Well, it didn't stop there. She had to pre-board because the daughter has epilepsy.
Right.
So they pre-boarded her. Then the flight attendant came up and took a picture of the boarding pass and posted it on social media so other people could make fun of the name.
Oh, that flight attendant should be fired.
Yep.
And there's a lawsuit there.
Yes, there is.
And that's slander and libel. And guess what? Get a good attorney.
Yeah, no, it's, of course, I haven't heard any update from Southwest.
What a bunch of idiots.
Apologize if it upset you.
They're just stupid. They didn't realize what the name was.
This is everyone's worst nightmare, getting a leg stuck in a wood chipper.
Oh.
Like Fargo. And you wonder.
Oh, my God.
And so it happened to a Massachusetts landscaper who was partially sucked in to a wood chipper.
Oh, God.
James Blaney was manning the wood chipper in a Yarmouth yard when his foot got trapped on a branch and he was dragged into the machine. He said he was so convinced that he was about to die that he considered flipping his body to go in head first to get it over with more quickly.
No.
But two co-workers reversed the machine and were able to get him out. He lost his leg, but kept his life.
That's fantastic.
What? You have a severed leg in your office.
I have a severed leg. I could send it to him. He can glue it on.
No. Oh, Lord. Okay, we've told you about the half trees and the upside down trees. Now I'm seeing all black artificial Christmas trees, hot holiday trend this season.
By the way, let me just say this.
Go for it.
Okay, they're not going to believe I'm going to have something complimentary to say.
Yeah.
I like Melania's red Christmas trees. What is the problem?
I don't know why everyone's all over her case. Not every woman is into decorating houses and picking out china patterns.
I think the red Christmas trees that she selected for the White House are gorgeous. They're gorgeous. What's the problem?
I don't see the problem with it either.
And people are bitching and moaning about that.
And by the way, just because she's a fashionista and dresses beautifully, it doesn't mean, just because you're creative in one aspect of your life, it doesn't mean you like to decorate a house or pick out china patterns. It's not her thing. She doesn't like it.
Just because other first ladies did stuff doesn't mean she has to follow
suit. And when are we going
to
start paying our first ladies? If you're going to expect them to have a job as doing all this stuff in official business.
How much are you going to pay her?
More than the husband or equal.
All right.
And finally, there's a family in New Jersey.
Yep.
And you may have seen them on the news. They always do this massive Christmas display complete with enormous lights and moving parts, and it's so huge that they were featured on a show called The Great Christmas Light Fight back in 2014.
Yeah, these people who go completely overboard.
Well, now the town that they live in New Jersey is saying that their lights are causing a safety hazard, and they must pay a $3,000 a day fine in order to keep the lights going, which will cover security and a shuttle bus.
Who are they hurting by having a light display?
Apparently, there's so many people coming through the neighborhood that the local officials think that it's a safety hazard for others in the neighborhood.
These are the idiots. These are the idiots in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
They don't see what the hell that could be done with this kind of thing.
Tom Apruzzi is his name. He says he's not backing down.
Bring the people in. Let them come in.
I'm surprised the town doesn't see this as a money-making business opportunity where all the restaurants in town will make money from people stopping by to have breakfast.
Yeah, maybe these people will go out to dinner afterwards in your town.
Why don't you put up a toll booth at the beginning of the street and collect, I don't know, a suggested donation and give it to a charity or give it to the town to repair roads?
City council in many cities, I don't know, I'm not saying this one, but it could be, city councils traditionally are filled with bloated, fat, white guys, okay, who don't have an original idea in their whole head. They're power hungry. They got to run for office. I'm on the city council. Oh, we can't allow him to have...
I'm on the zoning and planning a commission's board.
Cars driving by those lights. I know it's the holidays, but we got to start charging him.
How can they impose a fine? Is he breaking the law?
He's not breaking the law. What law is he breaking?
He has spent $150,000 on lights over the past 15 years.
Not to mention the amount of money he's spending on electricity.
Oh, his electricity bill's huge.
Okay.
And he says he does it because he loves Christmas.
How about goodwill? Ever hear of something called goodwill, you idiots? You morons? You dummies? You fat, bloated ticks?
Gary, you're going to get some hate mail now.
Oh, good. Because we have nothing for the next break.
You're the worst person in America.
If you can email me a complaint now, we'll have something to talk about.
You are listening to Great
Company. Only on 96.5 TIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.